I had a similar experience growing up as to what Pastor Dave was talking about. We had to sit there for a long time, and my neighbor would come running over, and we'd say, "You have to wait, because we're not done eating yet." And so he'd sit right outside the window, and I'd be staring at him, wondering when I can get up. We did that every day. We would eat together every day. And interestingly, when one of my parents was gone, it was almost exciting because we would do something celebratory or something, so that because we missed them, it was different. So it was kind of interesting. We almost looked forward to when someone was gone because we made up for it by being by doing something a little special, which indicated that that person was very important. Some of you may have a difficult time finding time for the table, finding the ability to be around the table. And I have a similar experience now. With my wife being as ill as she is, the table has been kind of almost a sore spot for us. She's tried to come to the table, and she pays for it later, and then we miss her the rest of life. So if she comes to the table, that's the only time we see her. So if she doesn't, then we can see her other times. And so we've tried doing it at breakfast time. We've tried doing it at dinner time, just shorter. And we haven't been able to find a way to be around the table together. So what we've done is we've made her bed the table. And so we take our meal to her bed and we eat around the bed. And so the bed has become the table. So as we talk about table this morning, the idea is not that you have to be around a round or square or rectangle or whatever shape piece of wood you have. It's just connecting with your family. And like Pastor Dave said, coming with your brokenness, coming together to meet together, and coming for blessing. It's a blessing to be together, and those times are needed. When we don't, sometimes my wife is not well enough, and we don't have dinner around her bed, we miss her. And we're a bunch of barbarians, you know, three boys, right? So we need mom. But whoever it is in your family, we need everyone. So so the challenge that we want to leave you with is to, whether it's around a table like this or something else, find times regularly to be with your family. It's super important. Studies show again and again how much families who eat together, meaning connect together, benefit more. So there's a challenge.